All right, and so anyhow, this is a written exam. It's an oral and written exam, all this good stuff. Jesse's got his notes. How many of you got scared, did you? How many of you got your paper? How many of you got your paper from Share My Faith? All right, do you not, anybody not have a not have the paper? Do we have any extras, Miss Michelle? Where's Brother Chip at? He's going to get some? Okay, all right, cool. So anyhow, we're going to go over some of them real quickly. And so I'm not going to have you for an hour sit here and try to do this, all right? So what we're going to do is we're going to go back over what we went over Wednesday night. So if you was here on Wednesday night, you're a leg up, all right? But what we're going to do is go over what we did Wednesday night, what we talked about Wednesday night, and then we're going to practice it, all right? One of the things that Brother Malcolm has been very adamant about during this whole process is that we practice. And he sent me text messages, make sure people practice, all right? So this is, the way this works, it is a memorization type thing, all right? But you're memorizing your story. Now, we haven't gotten to the part where we're sharing our story yet, okay, right? Is everybody with me? Amen. All right, so we haven't gotten to that part yet. So if you're not ready for that, don't do it, okay? That's not what I'm asking you to do tonight. What we're trying to do is the portion before that, all right? What we're trying to do is break the ice and get into a conversation. For some people, that's going to be very easy, all right? For others, it is going to be more difficult, all right? So the reason we are doing this and practicing is we'll practice in here so that you can do it out there, all right? So we use an acronym when it comes to this caring and this portion of it, all right? I'm going to let everybody get their papers and what they need, and then we'll get going again, all right? But as we look at this, we are in the caring. Now, what's the three strategy? What's the three-part strategy? Their story, my story, and God's story, all right? But there's also three parts to us working on this. And you remember the circle that was drawn? What was the three parts of the circle? Prayer, care, and then share, all right? And so we talked about in prayer, what are we going to be praying for? Bob, all right, we'll be praying for Bob. Bob is what? Burden. Opportunity and boldness, all right? How many of you remember in the sermon this morning that the Bible says that they prayed and the place was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Ghost? Remember that? And then what did they do? They spake the word with boldness. That's what the Bible says in Acts chapter number 4, all right? So they prayed, the place was shaken, and then the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they spake the word with boldness, all right? So this is what we're after, all right? Now, to do that, not only do we need to pray for Bob, but what else do we need to pray for? Filling of the Holy Spirit, because with the filling of the Holy Spirit comes that boldness. Does everybody see what I'm saying right here? So first part of it is prayer. Second part of it is what we're going to focus on tonight, and that is care. Wednesday night, the plan is, as far as I know, me and Dalton will get together on this, but Wednesday night, we'll start working on breaking down the share portion of this, all right? Now, in the care portion of this, we have, we've prayed for the filling of the Holy Spirit, and we've prayed for Bob, all right? When do we do all this? Every day. When? In the morning, before we ever leave the house, all right? Why? Because we don't go without God, all right? And so let me ask you this. Do you need filling of the Holy Spirit just once a day? How many times you need it a day? All day, every day, all right? And so to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit not only happens in the morning when we get up, right when we get up, but it carries on throughout the day, all right? It doesn't take long. Right? Somebody help me. It doesn't take long to pray for the filling of the Holy Spirit. What do we have to do to have the filling of the Holy Spirit? confess our sins, somebody said it, and? Yes, confess and forgive, and what else? Say again? Complete submission, all right? Surrender. We're surrendering ourselves. That's the filling of the Holy Spirit, all right? You're giving God control. You're getting anything that would hinder yours and His communication and anything that would hinder yours and His relationship. That's confession and forgiveness. And then we're submitting ourselves to Him. Complete submission. All right, God, I'm yours. You use me. And then the filling of the Holy Spirit takes place. Now, in the care portion of this, there was some keys to remember. First off, we want to take an interest in other people. Remember that? Amen. All right, we want to take a genuine interest in other people. All right, we're trying to get to know their story. This is what we're working on tonight. Everybody look at me. This is what we're working on tonight. I know you like to talk about you. Look at me. Everybody look at me. I know you like to talk about you. Amen. Tonight we are practicing letting the other person talk about them. All right? So one of you will be, one of you will be witness. The other will be the lost, all right, or the individual in the secular world, all right? Our job is to get them talking. Now, if you're playing that role on the other side of that and you're the lost person, Brother Malcolm tried this with me, all right? And so he says, he didn't tell me he was going to do it. He didn't even prepare me for any of this. So he comes to me, and the first question he asked me, he says, what is your name? I said, Robbie. And he looked at me, and I looked at him. Is everybody all right? He says, are you from here? I said, no. Dalton was in there, didn't it? This is how it went. He says, are you married? I said, yes. He says, do you have children? I said, yes. He finally just looked at Dalton and he said, he ain't going to do it. All right, anyhow. I mean, you ask, you know, some people, that's how the conversation would go, all right? We want to avoid that tonight. So I want you, if you're on the other side of that, I want you to work on answering the questions and opening up a little bit, all right? That doesn't mean take 3 hours. Because we're on a time schedule, all right? But don't be real short with your answers or anything like that, all right? Throw some wrenches in there. You ain't got to tell the truth about yourself. This is the only time you can lie in church, all right? While you're doing this, okay? And what I mean by that is you may want to carry the conversation, do you get to go to church anywhere or whatever? And you might throw in there, yes, I go to church, but I go to, whatever, all right? Just take a genuine interest in other people. This is what we're trying to get ourselves out of, and this is something that Brother Malcolm was pushing to me, is to make sure it's not about us, not about us talking. This is the part where we're trying to get them to open up, because if they will open up, once they open up, then it's easier for you to share what God has done for you, all right? But if you come at them with everything about your life, they're going to be, that they're not going to want to hear it. All right? So we want to take a genuine interest in other people. B, we want to smile. Y'all try it. Everybody try it, all right? And listen, if you can't smile, then you might as well not even be a witness, all right? Because seriously, I'm as serious as I can be, man. This world's seen enough of that junk, all right? Learn how to put a smile on your face and be kind to people, all right? Smile. If you got Jesus, then you're supposed to have joy. If you ain't got joy, then there's something wrong with you. I need somebody to help me. So smile. All right. See, use the other person's name. All right. There was a family that come to church this morning. Sat right here. How many of y'all seen them? Big family. Did y'all see them? They were matching. I mean, the whole crew. All right. All right. So, this morning, I went to him after church, or they were out there hanging out after church, so I went to him and I talked to him. His name is James. Her name is Amanda. The oldest boy is named Judah. The second oldest is named Jeremiah. The girl that's the oldest is named Faith, and the youngest girl is named Sarah. Is everybody all right? I met them for the first time after the service this morning, and they cut out. How did I remember their names? I kept using their names over and over again in that conversation. I kept talking to them and saying, Brother James, Miss Amanda, Judah, Jeremiah, Faith, and Sarah. They may never come back to church, all right? But I remembered their names because I kept using their names, all right? You are not going to remember a person's name if you say it or listen to them say it and you never repeat it, all right? So in this portion of it, when somebody gives you your name, I want you to act as though you do not know them, all right? And continue using their name. Use the other person's name, all right? Why? People like to hear their name. It shows that you are listening. When somebody tells you your name, man, when I rattled off all their names, that husband and wife, they looked at me like, wow. And I was looking at me like, wow, all right? And but they didn't need to know that, okay? And so it was impressive that I could remember their names, all right? But to remember their name, I had to take a genuine interest. I can tell you where they're from. They're from Jacksonville. They're living in Madison now. I can tell you that her daddy was a pastor of First Baptist Church in Laudy. I can tell you a lot about it because I took a genuine interest in them and their story. And we had a great conversation back there. He worked in ministry before, loved the church. They had a blast. They rode around this morning praying, asking God to show them where to go to church, and ended up, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, use the other person's name. All right. D, talk in terms of the other person's interest. All right. Once I found out that they had been in ministry, guess what we talked about? Ministry. I'm not going to try to get any other interest. I know this is what we're talking about. So, we talked about their involvement in ministry, what they did, the different things that they have done. And so, here we are, all right? And then, show appreciation and do it sincerely. I let them know how much I was, how appreciative I was that they come to our church, how much I enjoyed having them at church. And they're looking for a church. So, I told them this, come back. No, I didn't. I said, listen here, y'all pray about it, because I don't want them here if God don't want them here. So I said, y'all pray about it, but we'd love to have you here at Calvary Baptist Church, all right? And so we show appreciation and do it very sincerely, all right? How many of you think y'all got all that? Y'all can't even smile, and y'all act like y'all got all this, okay? All right, so here's how we're going to do it. There's an acronym. Who remembers the acronym? Share. All right. So we're going to open this thing up with S. And S is what? Secular. All right. Their secular life. We want to ask them some questions about that has nothing to do with religion. Listen, if we're going to show a genuine interest in them, we're going to have to get to know them apart from if you died right now, would you go to heaven or hell? Right. And so the secular life, we want to ask them some questions like, what's your name? Hey, what is your name? All right. And then when they tell you their name, share yours. And yes, repeat it. Continually repeat their name. All right. And it may seem offensive or whatever at first, but the fact is that the more you use their name, the more you'll remember it, all right? So in the secular life, we're going to talk about their name. We're going to ask them a little bit about themselves. So we're asking them their name. We're asking them, hey, are you from here? You live around here. I ask that every visitor, all right? Every visitor that comes, hey, you live around here? And because I want to know, you know what I mean? If they're from Minnesota, chances are I'm never going to see them again, okay? But if they're from Lake Park, there's a good opportunity that I might be able to see them again, okay? And so, hey, where are you from? I told you, what else did I tell you about that? Don't everybody answer at once. It was only part of the sermon. Thank you, Ms. Brooke. Your job. I do this all the time. Hey, what do you do for a living? And because I want to hear them. All right, I don't hear what they're doing. And a lot of times they're going to tell me, hey, this, that, and it opens up a door for me to open up to them and say, hey, I'm a preacher, because they're going to ask me, hey, what do you do? I'm a preacher. Oh, that cuts out all the cussing and all the everything else, all right? Now, so we get through the S, and then we go into the H, and the H is home life. Are you married? Are you married? Get to know a little bit about their home life. Are you married? All right. You have any children? All right. You have any grandchildren? Okay. If they have grandchildren, guess what they're going to do? They're going to talk about it. Man, they're going to pull out phones. They're going to show you some grandkids. All right. If they got kids, they don't like them. All right. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. But the grandkids, man, they're going to be showing you pictures of that and, all kind of stuff like that. And then you're occasionally going to have that person that has their kids a dog. Yeah. All right. Yes, she's all excited about it. All right. And so just a little bit. We want to get along their home life. All right. Then A, attitude. Just read from the screen, y'all. It's okay. All right. So their attitude. All right. Now, remember this, if you remember, Brother Malcolm taught us that this will open the door a lot of times. Once that you've shown a genuine interest in them, you've gotten their name, where they come from, they're telling you their life, they're getting comfortable with you. Then you ask them, hey, how are you doing? How's things going for you? All right. This starts opening up a door. A lot of times, as Brother Malcolm has said, they're going to open up and they're going to tell you. People are going to be honest about what they're going through if you're genuinely interested in what they're going through. All right? Now, remember this. Most people, how you doing? And they keep right on walking. And that's why you get, I'm fine. But if you ever take interest with anybody and you ask them how they're doing, come on, y'all, help me. How many times does people say, I'm struggling right now? I'm struggling right now. It's Mother's Day, and my mom's not here this year. I'm struggling right now. It's Father's Day's coming up, and we lost my father last year. Does everybody understand? I just lost my job. These different things like this, I'm going through a divorce. I had somebody come and talk to me last week. Me and him was talking, and that was one of the first things he told me. He says, I'm recently going through a divorce. I'm going through a divorce right now, all right? So opening up, this is what's going to open them up, all right? Now, this is also how Jesus worked in the lives of people throughout the Scripture, all right? He met them at their problem. Remember we talked about that? The woman at the well needed water. Jesus met her with living water, okay? The impotent man in John chapter number 5. I mean, whenever in Scripture, Jesus met them in their problem. And their problem is what led to their faith, all right? And so we're dealing with these attitudes, all right? How are you doing? How's things going right now? All right, once again, we're not telling how we're doing. We're not giving a list. Listen, at any point in this, if you start spouting off Bible, you failed. Because we're trying to get to know them. And this is something that's missing in the world today, is people taking a genuine interest in somebody else and listening to somebody else. So then we go to religious life, all right? Miss Michelle took that off. Religious life, R, all right? And what is the question? Do you get to go to church anywhere? All right. Do you go to church anywhere? I don't care how you say it. That's how they're going to hear it. Do you go to church anywhere? It's almost like, if I say I do, then we're going to be in a conversation about it. If I say I don't, they're going to judge me. But when you ask the question, do you get to go to church anywhere? Lots of times they'll open up. Actually, I do. I get to go to whatever church, all right? And the example that I told y'all the other night, the girl said, yes, I do get to go to church. I go to Southside Baptist Church in Lakeland, Georgia, all right? So when she opened up about that, a lot of Christians will shut it down right there and say, you know what? She's got to be saved because she goes to
that church, all right? Good church, good preacher, no problems. But here's the thing. Once Brother Malcolm shared his story with her, he asked her this question, do you have a story like that? And she said, no, sir, I don't. So right there, she admitted she went, she got to go to church, but she also realized she was lost. Okay, does everybody see what I'm saying? So just because somebody says, yes, I go to church, doesn't mean shut the door, it's all good and fine, and everybody's going to heaven. All right? Keep going. All right? Now, we want to get to know about them. We're trying to get to know about them. We're asking them about their religion. Do you get to go to church anywhere? All right? If they say yes, say where. Chances are they're going to go ahead and tell you, but if they don't, say, where is that at? And they'll open up about where they go. That's going to tell you a lot about their church background, okay? So, any questions on any of this? Ask now. You're fixing to be right in the middle of it. Anybody? All right, now we're going to move into the eternal, or the eternity. All right, so here's how we transition to that. Hey, do you have a minute? I'd love to tell you my story, all right? Now, if you have your story worked out in 60 seconds, then feel free to share it tonight. If you don't, then stop right there, okay? Is everybody with me? All right, now, we're going to talk about this Wednesday night, Lord willing, we're going to talk about sharing our faith, all right? And we're going to talk about doing it, and we're focused on doing it in 60 seconds, because that's all the time that you may have, all right? So you can't do what I did this morning. How many of you remember I shared a lot of pieces of my testimony? This ain't what you're doing, all right? I did that because we were in a sermon. We are in a setting. Everybody that's coming here to church, they better be ready for, they ready as far as my story or my testimony goes. But out in the world, you may be in a line, you may be in a drive-through, you may be in some other circumstances where you cannot spend time telling them your entire life story. And listen to me, I need somebody to hear me right here, and I do not want to offend. But we do not want to glorify sin, and most everybody's story, they spend more time about their past than they do about what Jesus done for them. They'll spend all kind of time telling you about what they used to be and spend no time telling you how Jesus changed their life, all right? We want to reverse that. We want to say, hey, we want to make it very general on the front side of that thing. Before I met Christ, somebody came to me, and then after I met Christ. Is everybody with me? And the after I met Christ, there ought to be some substance there, okay? All right, any questions before we get started? How many of you are ready for this? How many of you are scared to death right now? Oh, well, good deal, all right? Now listen, what are we doing? We're caring, all right? We're being a witness, yes, we're caring, all right? So what does this mean? There's no pressure on you to share your story. That was God saying, right now there ain't. All right, so there's no pressure on you right now to share your story. All right, what we're trying to practice is being genuinely interested in the other person and getting them to open up so that we can share our story. All right, is everybody good? All hearts and minds clear? No questions, all right? Remember the acronym, SHARE. S, all right, put that off of Michelle. Just take that off, all right? Take it all off of the screens and everything else. Y'all memorize it, but hurry up and do it now, all right? And don't look down at your papers. Hurry up and take it off the screen, Michelle. Hurry up, take it off the screen. Yeah. All right, thank you, sweetheart, all right? So, S, remember we're doing the acronym SHARE. S, H, A, R, E, eternity, all right? I remember that stuff, all right? Listen, this ain't, we're trying to help you, remember? This is trying to help make it easier for you. It's an acronym that you can memorize, all right? So, secular, home, attitude, religion, eternity, okay? All right, don't say that while you're trying to talk to people, okay? All right, now, I need you to pair up with somebody, okay? Not somebody that you know. Husbands and wives are looking at each other like, we're good, okay? We're good, all right? I know how y'all are, okay? Listen, husbands and wife, listen to me. He doesn't listen to you. And she doesn't listen to you, all right? Y'all been married too long. All right, so here's what we want to do. Find somebody else, okay? Listen, all we're trying to do, you ain't got to open up about yourself or anything like this. This is practice, all right? So once we do this, if you feel comfortable with it, change partners. Change up. We definitely want to switch up. But once you do it, hey, move around. Go find somebody. There's somebody that wants to do this, all right? So you may have to approach them, all right? So everybody pair up. Let's go.